And now, it's time for the Talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning to you. Very welcome along to Friday's 9 till noon show, the last of the week. And as always, Friday is a busy one and we have our Friday panel. I'll introduce them to you very shortly, but we've got lots to discuss. We want you expressing your views, your opinions throughout the course of the first hour and beyond, of course. If you want to WhatsApp or text us, it's 086 60 25000. That's 086 60 25000. Outside the Republic, of course, 00353 86 60 25000. If you want to give us a call, it's 074 91 25000. Caroline taking your calls along with Shannon. And for emails, it's comments@highlandradio.com. And of course, you can watch the show every day. If you're at home on your smart TV or your Fire Stick, just go on to YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland. We're also on the X platform and across our Facebook pages. Okay, so no, literally no excuse, unless you think it's a load of crap. Then you've got every excuse in the world. All right, who is our panel? Paddy Rooney, Chair of Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. Paddy, how are you getting on? Good morning to you.
Good, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Any news?
No, very little. In my part of the world.
And we're also joined by Councillor Declan Meehan, Independent Councillor in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping?
Great. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, indeed. Okay. And we're also joined, if not now, incredibly short amount of time, by Deputy Marion Harkin. Marion, are you there? You've overcome any technical issues to join us, I hope.
I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me, Greg.
You're coming through loud and clear. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, we'll crack on with business. Now, the Minister for Health still awaits the business plan for the location of a surgical hub for Sligo. What do we know? Well, we know the programme for government includes the provision of a surgical hub for the Northwest. HSE head in this area, Tony Canavan, made the decision that it would be best suited for Sligo, though seems to admit that as strong an argument could be made for Letterkenny. But he still insists that Sligo is the correct location and would do it all again. And also added that the final decision rests with the Minister for Health. But this week, this week's Regional Health Board meeting, it sounded like the Canavan plan is full steam ahead, with the HSC confirming that the capital investment plan for Letterkenny University Hospital will run in parallel with proposals for Sligo University Hospital. Councillor Kieran Brogan welcomed that confirmation that going forward, both hospitals will be seen as a level playing field and plans for an ambulatory centre will progress. That's for Letterkenny. Now, consultants would welcome an ambulatory centre, but it's been promised before, and best estimates it could be 7 to 10 years away. They insist a surgical hub now is essential for the very survival of at least some services at Letterkenny University Hospital. I'll start with you, if that's okay, Marion. Do you back Letterkenny University Hospital as a location for a surgical hub?
Well, good morning, Greg, to you and your listeners. And I have to say, first, as a TD for Sligo Leitrim, and I'm happy to be on your programme, and thank you, because you're one of the stations that have always afforded me access to my constituents when I represented Letterkenny and all of Donegal, indeed, for 15 years in the European Parliament and subsequently.
But you still represent part of Donegal as a TD.
Donegal, absolutely.
Yeah, just in case anyone forgets. And,
can you hear me, Greg? You're coming in and out. Am I clear?
Continue, yes. There's a slight delay. Go ahead, Marion.
That's perfect. Thank you. I think you've given the background to it. I mean, this hub was in the previous HSE business plan as the Sligo Surgical Hub because an application had been made that far back. And further information was requested, and now that information is ready to go. I suppose the first thing you have to ask is why the six initial surgical hubs were all south of a line from Dublin to Galway, with one in Galway, a number in Dublin, and the rest of them south. So you talked about the programme for government. I was one of the people representing independence, one of the three who helped negotiate that programme for government. And one of the things I was insistent on was that we had what then was in the HSE business plan described as a surgical hub for Sligo. And I still support that fully. Now, the question is, what does Letterkenny mean?
Sorry, Marion, can I just, Marion, I know there's a slight, I just want to clarify one thing for you, with you, if that's okay. When you say that you got a commitment in the programme for government for a surgical hub for the North West, was the commitment you received specific to Sligo, or was it for the North West generally?
At that point, if you go to the HSE business plan, it was described as a surgical hub for Sligo. It was already there in the HSE business plan. And that is what I pushed for, because I believe it will serve most of the Northwest. And indeed, it's not just the Northwest. We're talking about parts of Cavan, West Longford. And we're talking about significant parts of Mayo, Roscommon. So anyway, to come back to the question, I believe actually the government should be looking at two such hubs north of that Dublin line. But for now, what we managed to get into the programme for government and what's being discussed at the moment is the surgical hub in Sligo. And if you look at the evidence that's there and what the HSE are saying, that is what they have come down with. And I'm no expert on this, and I know some of your other contributors are. But I suppose each hospital has to look at what does it need. And there are very serious needs in Letterkenny. But I think perhaps top of those is the need for additional beds, first of all. Secondly, an ambulatory cancer centre, and that would include additional theatres, but theatres not of the kind you get in a surgical hub, and I'll come to that in a minute, but theatres to actually service the hospital itself and cancer care within it, and of course also some kind of minor injuries unit to take pressure off A&E. And I think most people are not fully aware of what a surgical hub is. A surgical hub is day case surgery. You don't stay overnight. It's elective surgery. So if you need certain minor procedures, they're not all minor, some of them are a little bit more, but you don't stay overnight. You go in, you have your surgery. It's an elective procedure. It's all those thousands of procedures every year that get delayed because the hospital is busy with A&E, with waiting lists that are... That's why the waiting list for certain services, like, for example, dermatology, continue to increase. So I support Letterkenny for what it needs because I have some understanding of the needs of this region. And given the population bits, I'll finish with this because I know some of your other contributors will want to answer this question. But given the population bits north of the Galway-Dublin line, it is a very, very legitimate ask that there would be two of those surgical hubs to take those elective cases, to take the pressure off hospitals so that they can get on with the emergency and other cases
Just one question before I bring in our other guests, if you don't mind. You I'm sure are aware that 170 consultants, doctors and what have you wrote a letter to the minister, met with the minister, presented a business plan, presented the argument effectively for the location of a surgical hub in Letterkenny University Hospital. Can I ask if you've read that letter and that document?
No, I haven't, because the document or letter was never sent to me. I presume it was sent to the minister, but nobody sent it to me. I did receive one communication from one of those doctors who was just simply very angry with me that I would support the surgical hub in Sligo. But I think all of your listeners would agree on one thing, that when you're elected as a TD to Dáil Éireann, TD means Teacht a Dáil, a messenger to the Dáil for Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, then you have to represent their interests first. But that does not mean that I don't recognise very much that those kind of services were completely absent before now in this part of the region.
Okay, it's interesting because obviously a lot of the people that you represent in South Donegal, Letterkenny University Hospital is their hospital as well. But anyway, I understand, and in fact, in fairness, it's an honest reflection. I'll go to you first, I think. Thank you, Minister, by the way. I'll go to you next, Councillor Declan Meehan.
Thanks, Greg. I suppose in response to that, the first thing to pick out is that I think it's very welcome that we have clarification from Deputy Harkin, from the Minister there, that, you know, this was part of the negotiation for her participation and support of this current government. And I think that having confirmation of that puts us into a different light. We've had previous commentators say that this shouldn't be politicised, including from Deputy Harkin, that it shouldn't be politicised. But surely this proves that it is inherently a political decision and a political issue that has huge ramifications for the population of the North West. Deputy Harkin there has spoken about the need in Letterkenny, and let's just talk a little bit about the need, right? You know, I absolutely think that it would be fantastic to have two surgical hubs in the Northwest, one in Letterkenny and one in Sligo. But as Deputy Harkin has pointed out, there is only in the programme for government provision for one. And if there is only provision for one surgical hub, it is better on an evidence-led basis that it should be located in Letterkenny University Hospital. Now, we've heard Tony Canavan, the Regional Executive Officer of HSE West and North West, talk about the basis for the surgical hub being based in Sligo. And previously he talked about geography and population. Now, both of those have been completely shot down as valid reasons for that. Mr. Canavan keeps referring to the integrated healthcare areas of Donegal and of Sligo, South Donegal, Leitrim and West Cavan as similar in size when you look at the population. However, the fact is that you're talking about 160,000 versus about 114,000 in the other IHA. And that means that the Donegal IHA has 40% larger a population base. So in terms of population, in terms of geography, in terms of the distance that people would have to travel, Letterkenny ensures that people, the most amount of people, have to travel the least amount of time. Now, when we talk about need in Letterkenny University Hospital, and this is from speaking to surgeons that are working in Letterkenny University Hospital, the need could not be greater and it could not be more dire. The current state of the theatres in Letterkenny University Hospital are, to say the least, suboptimal. There isn't sufficient floor space. They are not up to modern day standards. There is an awful lot of work that requires to be done, and it can't be done unless there is electrical upgrades, and that hasn't happened and isn't planned. So the provision of a surgical hub, and just because of that kind of the state of surgery in Letterkenny University Hospital, makes it very, very difficult to recruit surgeons. And indeed, we're not even getting approval from HSE to appoint surgeons to Letterkenny University Hospital. There's an issue with bed space in relation to surgery in Letterkenny. Just yesterday, we had elective procedures being cancelled because of overcrowding. And this is because management have not previously, at any point, granted the requests of the surgical team in Letterkenny to ring fence beds for surgery. And what that means is when the hospital is overcrowded, those beds that are ordinarily used for surgery, for pre and post surgery, are then being used for inpatients. And that means you have the lists cancelled, right? And when we talk about elective procedures, the word elective is kind of misleading, because just because they're described as elective procedures does not mean that they are minor. And indeed, up to 400 different procedures are approved to take place in a surgical hub. So the advancement of a surgical hub at Letterkenny University Hospital would have a hugely positive impact on a on a surgical department that is under massive stress. Mm-hmm. And it's not my words, but it is the words of surgeons when I say that they have said that they are one surgeon from leaving away from collapse of surgery.
Just in relation to the Regional Health Forum meeting this week, it seems to be all steam ahead in terms of the Canavan plan, and the ambulatory care centre now has become part of the conversation. I'm not saying the surgical hub wasn't mentioned, but it seems to be there are two conversations going on. One, where everyone's kicking up stink about the surgical hub, but the reality of, no, actually, we're going to crack on with what was always planned, except we might just sort of say Letterkenny, you know, we'll be on a par with Sligo in terms of a progression.
Yeah. And Greg, I think it's important to draw this out, right? A number of weeks ago, you know, up to 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, when all the political representatives first met on this issue, everyone was on the one page. We were fighting for the surgical hub's location at Letterkenny University Hospital. And it was an extraordinary show of unity from TD senators and the councillors who sit on that regional health forum, including myself. And what we've seen at that regional health forum this week was a bit of a drop off on that. And that's something that I'm surprised at and disappointed at.
Obviously, you're referencing Kieran Brogan. Are you saying he went on a solo run? Is that what you're suggesting? Or is there others?
Yes.
I wasn't.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I just want to be really clear, given the importance of the matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I suppose I'm disappointed that Councillor Brogan would take that at face value, because we've all been around the block long enough, and certainly Councillor Brogan has a lot longer than I have. We know what way these capital plans work, as does Deputy Harkin and as does Paddy Rooney here, right? So what we're talking about when we're talking about the plan for Letterkenny, it goes through 7 or 8 different stages between the assessment of need, planning, looking at planning internally within the hospital, tender for drawings actually being done, submitted to the department, tender for construction, and then construction. We're talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the line in best case
scenario. Okay, notwithstanding that it's been promised before, and the consultants are saying they can't wait for that. Okay, I'll come back to you. Paddy Rooney, Chair of Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, but of course part of the management team previously at the hospital. Paddy, thank you for your patience, and very interested into your input into this conversation.
Thanks very much, Greg. And Highland Radio has given this topic a lot of coverage over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and rightfully so, because this is a very important issue for the well-being and the welfare of the hospital. And it's also, of course, by association, then very important for the welfare and well-being of all the people in Donegal who use the hospital services. When I hear people start to use phrases like the ambulatory care centre for the hospital, which really and truly the massive bulk of that now relates to the outpatient services that's off-site, that's going to be repatriated back onto the hospital site. So whenever that development takes place in about the next 25 to 30 years or whatever, most of that stuff will be stuff that's coming back onto the hospital site. There will be no net gain of anything. And whenever I see that throwing into the mix, it's really and truly the decision has already been made not to have a surgical hub in Donegal. And the second thing is, whenever I hear people talking about, as is recent times, about the capital programmes for the two hospitals, I mean, I was in a senior managerial position in the hospital for 16 years, and minor capital and major investment capital plans went ahead in parallel. That's been going on for 60 years, so that's nothing new here. One of the things, though, that's screaming out at me from all of this, Greg, is every so often we get a look behind the scenes to see how decisions are actually made in this country, both policy decisions and actions associated with that decisions. And you know, the concepts about power and influence and control. And we elect politicians at local level. Declan is a member of Donegal County Council, and we elect people to the Oireachtas. We have 8 members, I think, of the Oireachtas from Donegal and the upper and lower houses. If we can claim Eileen Flynn, we have 9, and 5 of those support the government parties. Then we have the Minister of Health. All of those people are elected by us into positions of power. However, it is very, very clear from the conversation that Tony Canavan had in an interview with you that there was a parallel stream to that, and we're talking about the senior civil service in the Department of Health, the senior civil servants in the Department of Public Expenditure. They've got to fund these 7 or 8 centres around the country, remember. The senior civil servants in the HSE and Tony Canavan and his team, they have already decided this. Anything else, in fact, what we're talking about this morning, Greg, or what has been spoken about, is nothing more than background noise.
But, Paddy, is it not the case, and I'll have an interesting question for Minister Harkin in a moment in relation to this, but is it not the case, and Tony Canavan has said this, and, you know, people can look at what he meant by it, the bottom line is if and when, well, not if and when the Minister for Health receives the business plan which puts Sligo forward as the location for the surgical hub, it will be her final decision to sign off on that. So, you
well,
know...
If you believe that, happy days, Greg, because you know how this thing works. She will be presented with a document that will be signed by Robert Watt, the General Secretary of the Department of Health. It won't be Tony Canavan's name on it. His name will be down on page 4 or 5 or whatever. It'll be Robert Watt who will put this. And it would be the most extraordinary thing that she would reject that. 60% of the population of Ireland is confined to 5 counties that are clustered around Dublin Bay. Less than 20% of the population is between the Shannon Estuary and the Foyle Estuary. And we, God help us, happen to be living in that area. There is only 7 or 8 of these, if that, around the country. And if we get 2 out of that, it will be a miracle. Just a 20-second look at a map of Ireland will tell you that the 2 obvious places to have these hubs is A in Galway and the other one in Sligo. And anybody north of the Dunloe Ballybofey line, we have to travel. We've had to travel for the last 100 years and we're going to be travelling for the next 100 years. There's no two ways about it. This has already been decided. I will be gobsmacked if there's anything other
but
than...
You see,
Marion Harkin and her other members of the Oireachtas are rightfully going to put their arms around this and hold it tooth and nail.
But Ms. Harkin, I'll go back to the minister in a moment as we're referencing about how this will help people on the extremities of geography to attend this, just to make up the numbers, right? But it's just accepted that if you're north of a Dunloe Ballybofey line, then you have to travel. I'll come back to you. There's much more on this. Minister, I just want to be clear on this in terms of where this sits politically. And of course, you can come back on anything the gentleman said there, of course. But say, for instance, and this is a hypothesis, but I hope you understand how important it is to us. If the minister said, right, I don't accept this, give me a business plan for Letterkenny because I want to see if it actually is a stronger argument for the likes of a surgical hub. Given the fact that this is a commitment made to you as part of your support for government, would you resist the hub, instead of being located in Sligo, being located in Letterkenny? Is that something you would actively resist? And I know you've already mentioned ideally there'd be 2, but I just want to understand politically what might be going on. Would this be something that you would resist?
Well, to be honest with you, Greg, I am one of those politicians that often give straight answers, and I will give you a straight answer, and the answer is yes, because the hub for Sligo was already in the HSE capital plan before any negotiation on the programme for government. So let's be clear about that. And secondly, my role was to make sure it remained there. And that wasn't a difficult thing to do, to be honest, because the HSE had done their analysis and their evidence base
that's not strictly true, Marion, because they sought or reviewed no evidence from Letterkenny. So it was evidence-based on a one-horse race. No evidence or business plan was ever sought from Letterkenny.
That's not what I'm asking. CHO1 represents the whole area. Their evidence and business plan represented the entire CHO1 area, which includes all of Donegal. So different hospitals in that area didn't put forward different business plans. It was the complete area was looked at, north of Galway to find the most suitable location.
Okay. I just will say that Tony Canavan out of his own mouth suggested that Letterkenny would be as suitable a location, and also in terms of other criteria for the location of surgical hubs, i.e. equal access to care, for an example, the argument becomes actually stronger for Letterkenny. So we know the data, we know the facts, we know how you come up with a surgical hub, right? Sligo was chosen, and everyone's sticking to the guns on Sligo. And I want to bring other people in, but I want you to excuse my terminology, Marion. I want just one final question. I want you to excuse my terminology, but it's just been bandied about this week, and it will make me get a very clear understanding of it. In terms of, is the surgical hub located at Sligo University Hospital one of your goodies? And as I say, I don't mean that in any way loaded. I don't know what other way to phrase it. You know, backbenchers given out about this, that and done. Would that be classed as a goodie?
You're absolutely giving me a loaded question. There's no such thing as goodies as such. Of course, every TD represents their own constituency. You wouldn't elect TDs in Donegal that didn't represent the people of Donegal. Similarly for Sligo Leitrim, everybody accepts that. So let's get that out of the way. But the issue is, it was already in the HSE business plan. I just wanted to make sure it remained there. Okay. The people who collected the evidence are CHO1, which represents from Galway right up to Malham. They looked at the needs of the region and decided, the HSE, not politicians, that Sligo was the most appropriate location.
All right, Marion.
Not just population, Greg.
Okay.
There are other reasons, and it's important that they're giving...
Okay, Minister, we've discussed that. I just want to bring Councillor Declan Meehan back in again. Thanks, Minister.
Yeah, look, the first thing I want to say is I don't think anyone would criticise Minister Harkin for trying to get the best deal for Sligo as a representative for that area. That's politics. And it goes back to the fact that this is political, that this is something that we have to fight for. And I would just also refer back to what Paddy had said there about it being backward noise about what politicians are trying to do here. What we have been shown time and time again is that the HSE is incapable of representing the area of Donegal and Letterkenny University Hospital. The Minister of Health went on the Dáil Record yesterday and said, and I quote, that there was insufficient surgical ask by the local hospital management over the past number of years. And she said, it's important to reflect on local hospital management and their responsibility to advance cases on behalf of the hospital. In other words, if you don't ask, you don't get, and they haven't been asking. So the issue here is, if politicians aren't standing up and making noise about this, what's going to happen? That this is just going to go to Sligo in a dampened whimper.
Yeah, but I've asked the question a million times to the point where I was embarrassing asking local public representatives of all political hues, did they have faith in the local hospital management? And to a man and woman, they said yes. And now we have the minister who is throwing shade. I'm not saying she doesn't have, but I've been asking that question for 6-7 years, and the answer always was yes, we do.
Well, look at,
so it's certainly not my fault.
No, absolutely, I'm not saying it's your fault.
No, I know you're not. I'm not being defensive. I'm just a journalist. Go on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that we can't trust the HSE to do what's best for the people of Donegal and Letterkenny University Hospital. And we can't trust the local management. That's been shown, that's been said by the Minister for Health.
Paddy,
so
what's important
here is that we need to make, in the same way that the Minister and Deputy Harkin there is standing up for and fighting for Sligo, we as political representatives have to do that for Letterkenny University Hospital in Donegal, because surgery is at stake at Letterkenny University Hospital. It's not just about whether or not we get two.
But that
new
unity
theaters
seems to be wobbling already. It seems to be wobbling. Paddy, I mean, were you straight talking, shooting from the hip, trying to be realistic and say, look at, you know, this is the way it's is, this is the way it's viewed, these decisions are made, and, you know, we are where we are, so to speak. I don't want to paraphrase you, but I mean,
Greg, if anybody is putting forward the case that the loss of the surgical hub has got to do with the inactivity of, or the inattention by hospital management in LUH, they're living in cuckoo land. Every single year around the month of September, the hospital management put in a service plan around two things. One is about a service level agreement for the volume of activity that they're going to do the following year. And the second thing is a request for minor and major capital funding for developments that want to take place. They get about, in my experience, 15 or 16, 15 and 16% of what they ask for. So Declan Meehan is way off base, and it's very wrong for you to say that.
But he was quoting the Minister for Health, who said, "I think it's also important to reflect on local hospital management and their responsibility to advance cases on behalf of the hospital."
But that's very
in my view, insufficient surgical ask by the local hospital management has been why certain projects and other initiatives haven't been advanced. So that's, here to defend Declan Meehan. That's the Minister for Health.
It's very easy for her to say that. But if you ever get the opportunity, a former orthopaedic surgeon, Peter O'Rourke, as a regular contributor to your programme, so also is Michael Sugrue, a consultant surgeon, on occasions, Dr. Paul O'Connor, who's the overall clinical director, ask them about what doors that they have been banging on along with, on behalf of, and along with hospital management looking for developments, and they don't get them. It's not fair and it's not reasonable. That is complete and utter cop-out by the minister, who's already paving the ground for a decision that the civil service is going to make and that she will rubber stamp. I think this doesn't serve anybody's purpose here, by the way, in to say whose fault that the surgical hub has been placed in Sligo and that it's not coming to Donegal. This conversation needs
to be buried. It is the HSEs, because they have not even looked at Letterkenny, Patrick. You're aware of that. So it's not about who this serves or who's
It is, but it's not management in the hospital that hasn't looked at this.
But management in the hospital have not fought for this. They're rowing in behind the alternative Canavan plan instead, and are not
That's an unusual choice of words now, to say that the hospital management have rowing in beside this, because there are about five hospital consultants that sit on the hospital executive board. Are you trying to tell me, Declan, that every one of those or any of them are falling in behind? You're misinformed and you're badly mistaken, Declan, if you believe that, because that is not true. And the general manager doesn't want this, and the new or the outgoing and new directors of nursing don't want this. That's not true, and that's a very easy cop-out.
They don't want what? Sorry, Paddy, what are your efforts in there?
They don't want the surgical hub to be based in Sligo, and they don't want it to not be given, because there are huge dangers for Letterkenny here, for the surgical department in the hospital, if this doesn't go ahead, if Letterkenny doesn't get some shape or form here.
I understand, right? But I'm not privy to what efforts hospital management made to try and get an opening for a business plan to be submitted. And hospital management seemed very quickly to say, actually, what we need here is an ambulatory centre. And there was an opportunity to sort of roll in potentially behind a surgical hub at a recent meeting. But instead it was, no, actually, it's the Bells and Whistles Ambulatory Centre that we need to go on.
I don't think, Greg, that any hospital in the country was invited to submit a business case.
Well, Sligo was actually invited to resubmit theirs. Because the first one failed.
In all my time down in the hospital, I never remember the Department of Health asking any hospital for a business case around anything. Because this is 10-year-old government policy now that came out of the Sláinte Care programme. And it took serious legs after COVID in 2022. I think there's two of these already up and running, and there might be a couple of others that have been built. And we're behind the game here.
Do you know what I must do?
So it's a bit late, you see.
Okay, Paddy, hold that.
Joining the wagon now the horse has bolted and the decision has been made to start looking for blame.
Okay, well, listen, an interesting point, which we'll come back to. I do have to take a break, though. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. My apologies, we just overrun, given the importance of it. Sorry for holding everybody on the line there. Sorry for holding you. We're in the company of Minister Marian Harkin, Paddy Rooney, Chair of Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, and Councillor Declan Meehan. And I want to make sure that everyone feels they are able to represent their views as fair as is possible. And Paddy, just because I had to cut to those ads, Did you feel that you finished your point in your entirety there before the break?
Not by a long shot, Greg.
We'll continue.
I mean, if somebody wants to, you know, feel that they want to pass the hot potato on to somebody else here, and that it wasn't their fault that the decision. Well, I can tell you one thing: it is not fair and it's not reasonable to lay it at the on the lap of the hospital management. I mean, you made reference a couple of weeks ago, or someone did, about a letter that Dr. Paul O'Connor, the clinical director in the hospital, wrote to the then Minister of Health and everybody else, dated 2009. Do you remember that? It happened a couple of weeks ago. Somebody referenced that. That is how long, Declan, since clinician, consultant and clinical directors and hospital management have been advocating for expansion, both the breadth and the depth of the surgical service within the hospital. I have been in rooms when Brian Cowan, Minister of Health, James Reilly, Minister of Health, Leo Varadkar, Minister of Health, the Minister of Health, and in every one of those clinical directors, including a minimum of two consultant surgeons in the room, some of them are contributors to your program on and off, always have mentioned and wrote letters and put it down, and they've been advocating constantly for the last 15 years. And what has come out of that? Zero, most of the time.
I so just want to say, too, it's very
fair, and it is very easy for...
But can I say one thing, Paddy?
The Minister of Health to say that.
I've been chairing, that's what I was going to clarify here, I've been chairing conversations about the hospital for a very long time, and including conversations with consultants who wrote letters last year. The strongest criticism, the most direct criticism that I have heard of hospital management has come from the health minister. Not elected representatives, not people working in the hospital. It was that intervention from the health minister in the Dáil yesterday. Did you want to briefly come back on that, Declan? Because I do...
Well,
want,
I did.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
If I can come back on that, right. Look, I think that we're in agreement here. I think that some of the things that Paddy is saying, I think is kind of a little bit questionable, right? But I think that ultimately we're in agreement here. What I am saying is that the HSE management, regional management, is to blame, number one, for the surgical hub not being located in Letterkenny and not even being considered for it. And what I have said is, the minister has said that there has not been sufficient surgical ask. What I will also say to Paddy is, having spoken to several surgeons over the past number of days, they have also said the same thing. Now, what I will say is that Paddy said that all this is background noise, that there's no point in having a campaign, the campaigns can't work. Very short memory. We would not have breast cancer services in Letterkenny were it not for a very successful campaign. Campaigns can work, and campaigns can work particularly when they're evidence-based. And what the 171 doctors have written to the Minister of Health with, and in their meeting 2 weeks ago, and they're meeting the Minister again next Tuesday, what they have done is they have made it evidence-based. It's not an emotional argument, it's not a political argument, it will be a political decision, but the decision will be should be based on evidence.
Okay.
And that's all that we are asking for, and it's all that we are pushing for. I would also say that in addition to the minister's comments about there being insufficient surgical ask over the number of years, and I can only go on what's been put on the Dáil record, what I can also would like to refer to is that there is zero, next to zero, in capital investment year after year in capital plans. We have 0.3 of the 2025 capital plan for Donegal, 0.3%, when we have 3.2% of the population. And that is a trend that happens year after year after year after year. So something's not right.
All right.
The proposals are not going forward.
I'll come back to you in a moment. Minister Harkin, I want your sort of a reflection from you, but I just want to clarify something, and I'm sorry to keep... Maybe I've already clarified this, but the location of a surgical hub in Sligo, as recommended by the HSE, and as predates, you know, your agreement with them, I recognise all that, that is actually forms part of an agreement for your government support. I phrased it maybe a bit antagonistically earlier, and I didn't intend to do so really. I couldn't phrase it as I wanted to, but it does. It is a fundamental plank of your support for government. Is that fair to say?
Right. It was already there in the HSE capital plan.
Understood, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure it end there. Okay. Now, can I just make one or two comments here?
Of course you can.
I suppose people are talking about it, and it depends. I mean, if you just take Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, because a lot of people from South Donegal come to Sligo University Hospital. Yes, the population of the entire county of Donegal is greater, but we're also talking about North Mayo, West Cavan, North Roscommon, even up as far as Longford. So, you know, there's equal arguments.
I know, but it's always us, Marion, with respect, it's always us that have to travel. You don't, when is a politician going to come on and say it has to go into Sligo because of Mallon, because of Carndonagh, because of Mayfield, because of Dunloe? Why is it always North Mayo or West Roscommon or North Leitrim?
Greg, it's not always people from Donegal who have to travel. Lots of people from Sligo have to go to Galway for certain types of cancer treatment. I mean, lots of people do. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have full services in Letterkenny. What I am saying is, what is a surgical hub? A surgical hub is for elective surgeries that take the pressure off the real sort of surgery and the major operations, those who present in A&E, etc. within the hospital.
Understood. And it's really, their surgical hopes were sold as something fantastic, and yet recently, as soon as we want one, they're kind of just not that great. But listen,
Greg,
I want to...
That's what they are.
Yeah, okay.
But just there's something really important I wanted to say. I believe, you know, we talked about the ambulatory cancer centre, but that has to include additional theatres within Letterkenny. You can't have one of those without the other. Okay. So look, we're neighbours, we're friends. We want to ensure all of us that we get the best possible services for the people we represent.
Okay, Marion, thank you. Just hold a second, because I do want to bring in, Dr. Michael Sugrue, who's a consultant breast and general surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital, and digesting, I suppose, like we all are, new information in relation to this conversation that I kind of think, to a great extent, greatly reframes it. But I'm very interested in your view, Dr. Sugrue. What's your takeaway from our conversation so far as a strong advocate for a surgical hub at Letterkenny University Hospital?
Well, Greg and your listeners, fundamentally, if we go back a step, Greg, this is about the mums and dads, the aunts and uncles, the people of Donegal, who have a fundamental right to receive access to reasonable healthcare. Increasingly, we're recognising that Letterkenny University Hospital has been subject to neglect. It's a policy neglect that has occurred over the last 10 years. I've been here 17 years. My job as a surgeon and my colleagues in medicine and the emergency department, we're there to actually treat our patients. It's not about politics. It's about sometimes life and death, Greg, sometimes about complications. Fundamentally, currently, access to healthcare in the Northwest, particularly in Letterkenny, Donegal, is limited. It is not in line with the rest of the country. And this is due to chronic underfunding, selective discrimination, lack of resources, and inability to actually maintain the standards within the hospital that the patients require. So fundamentally, the concept of a surgical hub is one of those new, wonderful things that will actually provide a great opportunity for elective surgery. In 2018, we had to fight tooth and nail to keep our breast unit going. 3,500 patients a year come through this unit. Remember who wanted to close it? So we're now in a situation where we're fighting for our lives, the lives of the people of Donegal and the Northwest. It is time for us to stand up and say, enough is enough. We deserve equity. As an Irish person, I'm from Galway, and it's so sad for me to see this happening in our region. So the surgical hub is it stands for something that will allow us to ensure that the surgical services, I'm one of 3.5 surgeons left in the hospital. We are the second busiest Model 3 hospital in the country, Greg. We are busier than the Mater in St. Vincent's. We have the lowest ratio of trainee doctors. We have the lowest consultant ratio in the country. We have the third lowest funding for the work we do. And it almost brings tears to my eyes listening to this argument about politics. And Sligo deserves support as well. So outside, we have to actually look at rural Ireland and say, if we're living here, we deserve the opportunity to have fair treatment. We are not getting that. And I've listened to all the listeners, and I'm saddened to hear some of the stuff I've heard this morning. But as a clinician in the hospital, we have fought tooth and nail, and only for your predecessor, Sean Doherty, and the work that Highland Radio did, the breast units would have been closed, along with the politicians.
What saddened you today? What are you referencing there, Michael?
Well, what I'm saying is that the people of Donegal and our politicians need to come together for the future of this region, because healthcare and education are the single most important aspects of life. And we deserve equity. That's all we want. A surgical hub based upon evidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the population-based, the IHA, evidence-based population is, we're 160,000 in the IHA Donegal region. Sligo is 117,000. In terms of surgical services, we have breast and rectal cancer. We don't want those to go. We can't recruit, Greg. We can't get consultants to come here because there's no elective surgery, no ring-fenced beds. The theatres are outdated. They don't meet international standards. To actually redo them, they'll have to be closed. Where are the patients going to have surgery? We don't have private hospitals.
I must ask you, as a surgeon, do you share in any way the Minister for Health's view that there has been insufficient surgical ask by local hospital management? Do you think that's an unfair comment from the Minister?
Well, the situation is that the surgeons have asked and asked and asked. We have folders of asking. We don't have the power. And, you know, it's sad we no longer have power as consultants. That was removed 10 to 15 years ago. We offered, for example, to operate free of charge at the weekend years ago. We created some wonderful things in this hospital. And it's time for the people of Donegal to get behind and support their TDs. Okay. And anyone who doesn't support this, Greg, will have to get treatment elsewhere.
Okay.
There is going to be no treatment left here unless something is radically done and an investigation into how we're in this situation.
Okay, Dr. Michael Sugrue, I wish I had more time, and unfortunately I don't even have time for a runaround from our guests. Marion Harkin, you heard there from someone at the coalface, and without the likes of Michael Sugrue, we wouldn't really be aware of what's going on. I'm sure you're taking on board what he's saying.
Yes, of course I am. I've also heard from many surgeons at Sligo University Hospital, and Dr. Sugrue will be aware of that.
Okay.
There is a major issue here. But I suppose what concerns me is that while the surgical hub will definitely alleviate waiting lists and it'll take the pressure off the emergency departments and off the wards, I believe in both LUH and SUH, because many people, as I said, from South Donegal come to SUH.
Okay.
But what I suppose hospitals need to look at, and Dr. Sugrue, if he's still there, might comment on this, is the real needs of Letterkenny. I mean, I believe you probably need additional theatres, additional beds, just like SUH does.
So you're talking then of a master plan. You're talking about a master plan, aren't you? A campus plan.
But there has to be in order to...
Well, let me ask Dr. Sugrue, can we wait for that, Michael? How long has the hospital got if we, for a Galway-style campus plan or an ambulatory care centre? You're at the coalface, you know. If we don't get a surgical hub, can we wait for that?
No, the hospital has got 18 months left to address the issues that it faces. Otherwise, the people of Donegal will not have a functioning hospital, and it will be like Enniskillen, closed, and people will have to travel even further.
Okay, thank you. Marion Harkin, Minister Marion Harkin, thank you so much for your time. Declan Meehan, I could do another hour with you, of course. Thank you so very much as well. And Paddy, I have so much respect for your view and all of this, and I would love to have heard more. And in fact, what I might do is revisit it outside this slot and get your perspective in there, because it does give us a different perspective. And I think it's very, one thing that's very important, that it's fair. Our reporting is fair and it's accurate and it's nuanced, and you can always help in that regard. And I wish I could have heard more from you, Paddy, but thank you so much for your time. All right, take care of yourself. There's a bit of political reaction to the news that effectively the location of a surgical hub for Sligo is actually, it is actually a, it's part of the, it's part of the independence support of government. So if they don't locate it there, they've breached that agreement with independence, which is quite an advancement of that story. And we're going to tease that out, I suppose, in the next hour. I'm going to take a break, and the news is going to be a couple of minutes late. My apologies.